Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Bible says, the Proverbs of Solomon. So we kind of go, chapter 10 kind of starts the second section of the book of Proverbs. It seems to be broken into a few sections. And so we kind of get into something a little bit different. Some people call it part 3, the folly of wickedness, the wisdom of righteousness. But look here, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Okay, so number one, the son's wisdom affects the parents. The son's wisdom affects the parents. Okay, so listen, we are not an island, right? You ever kept your mom up at night crying? You don't know. You don't know if you did. Probably you did. I didn't know I did until many, many years after I was an adult. My mom never told me, but I heard her telling someone else. I'm like, I wish I'd have never heard that because I feel bad. You know what I mean? But at that time, that's the way. You think parents choose to do that? It's something that just comes upon them. So we've done that. And, of course, the same way if you're a parent, you get that. So for the father, it is all joy. This is a good deal. But number one out of there, but the mother gets all the grief and heaviness. Isn't that great? The dads get the good part and the moms get the bad part. Number two, this is how we can sometimes receive this scripture. By the way, we're going to find that in the case. But sometimes we can see this. We're like, wow, this here it says that a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. It can kind of give us the idea. But A, under there, but remember, Proverbs is a book of poetry. It's a book of poetry, okay? So some phrases are devices, okay, used for poetry's sake. When I say devices, it's a way to communicate. It has a little bit of things. And so sometimes we have to see that's what's going on. So we're gonna examine that a bit tonight, this situation, what we find here. So number two, a wise son does bring joy to his father, okay? This is a common theme in Proverbs. Let's turn over. You don't have to keep your place. We're not going to get back there tonight. Proverbs chapter 15. We're going to kind of go through Proverbs a little bit tonight with this theme here because it's a common theme. Chapter 15 and verse 20. Bible says, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Okay, so we see this same the same way to depict this phrase. Okay, it's the same type of statement of making them glad and so forth. But let's not miss the point being made here. Okay, so we're talking about, oh, it's poetry, this and that. So we can kind of think, oh, it's just fun. No, there's a point being made here, and that is a wise son brings gladness to his father. Okay? Let that sink in for a moment. A wise son brings gladness to his father. Notice again in chapter 23. Verse 15. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. So, number one, the father, Solomon here, is telling his son of this cause and effect condition. Okay? There's a cause and effect situation. He says there, if thine heart be wise. So there's something the way that Solomon is saying it to his son here is he's talking about a situation of a conditional thing, right? We're going to see he's going to address it a little bit different in later on. But there's something very interesting. He says, if you will receive all that I am instructing you. So he's given a condition. See, if you will live your life with the wisdom of God. If you'll do this, if you're a wise son, then, number two, then my heart shall rejoice. Then your life, right, your actions, your choices will bring joy. So, this cause and effect, if you'll live wise, right? If you live in wisdom, if you'll receive wisdom, if you'll live your life that way, then my heart shall rejoice. Okay, I want you to. So this is pretty simple so far. I know it is. But I'm trying to. We're laying the foundation, right? I'm not trying to trap you, but I want to make sure we follow this because this is what the Bible deals with things this over and over. And so, what we want to learn, we're going to learn something about this, and then we're going to apply it to what that means for us. And it's really an interesting thing. He says it twice for emphasis. He says, even mine, again, we're in verse 15. He says, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. He says, my heart's going to rejoice. Here's what he's telling his son. He said, if you will be a wise son, my heart rejoice. Even my heart is what he's saying. This, you're going to rejoice me is what's going on here. See, your life will have a direct impact on my joy, is what Solomon's telling his son. Okay? All right. Now, I want to mention something here. I want to talk about a little something about this. Let's make a little application of this or extrapolate this maybe. What does that mean? Three. Now, I want to write here for a moment just the way to find joy. Okay, that's number three. I want to mention the way to find joy. For the father, it's not in his career, nor in his workshop. You see? It's not in his spare time. It's not in how he climbs the corporate ladder. It's not in his friendships. It's not in his sports fanaticism. Right? I mean, I'm telling you, sports will disappoint you. Like this year, Dallas Cowboys majorly did. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm trying to be serious here. Listen, here's the thing. He's saying, this father's saying, listen, a wise son brings joy. For a father, it's not in my life and my career. So there was this young man once, many years ago. I met him, and he's a good young man. He was in the Air Force with me. He worked in the section. I invited him to church. He came. He came every service. He just came, and he was coming. And he's good solid young man. I mean, you hardly see, you know. And his family came to visit. I think they're from Ohio. Or so his family came to visit. Got a bunch of kids and this mom and dad. And so they came out to visit. One day I'm sitting down with the dad. I said, hey, I just want to tell you. I said, you got a good son. He said, well, he said, my wife did it all. I just worked. I didn't know what to say. I was a young Christian. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm looking for a rock. I didn't know how to answer that. I thought, that was a weird response. I just worked. Isn't that weird? If somebody threw that, I don't know, maybe now I don't know what I'd say. I don't know if I'd still be any less weird to me today. Solomon is trying to say something to his son. By the way, when he's saying it to his son, he's saying something to us. Joy isn't found in that stuff out there. It doesn't provide, I mean, You ever got a raise, right? That's pretty exciting, isn't it? I like a raise. You know, a raise is great. You get a raise, and then you know what happens? Now that's your new normal. So after a little bit, it's like, oh, joy is over. Now I'm living it. Now I've got another bill, and so now, you see what I'm saying? That's the way a raise goes. And so listen, it doesn't, you get a promotion. You like promotions are great. Now I'm the boss of the people that that were bossing me. That's exciting. But after a while, that's the norm. But I'm going to tell you, so he's talking about something. Joy is not something that's a moment of happiness. It's something that rests on us. And I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of misery in those that didn't do this thing. And a son, by the way, a son here is who he's talking to, but it could easily be replaced with a daughter, right? It's a child. So for the father, it's not in his career, nor in his workshop or any of these other things. B, joy and rejoicing will come later as a result of passing on wisdom now. Okay, here's what I'm saying. So joy is going to come later, right? Listen, disciplining and putting your children in line, in direction, it's not fun for parents. What parent wants to do that? I want to just be friends. Let's just be buddies, and you just like everything I do, and I'm the greatest ever, right? This is how a friendship's like to work. I want you to think I'm your best friend, right? You ever seen kids, like they just meet each other, like especially girls, and like 8 minutes later, we're best friends, and they're like arm in arm, right? That's kind of how boys don't do that. Like, yeah, whatever. They don't care. They don't say we're best friends. They just, we're cool. So here's what happens. Parents want to do that sometimes. When I first was a youth pastor, my very first time as a youth pastor, I came in, and I didn't know what to do with teenagers. I had babies. Teenagers scared me. I'll be honest. My pastor said, I want you to come on staff. I said, as long as I don't have to work with the teenagers. He said, okay, that's fine. Then I got in there and God burned my heart. Go in there. And so I did. And I didn't know what to do. I thought, I'm going to let them be my friend. If I'm their friend, then we can be friends and they'll love me. And man, this is going to be great. And that did not work at all. It took me like 3 weeks to realize this is a mess. And so, parents will want to do that a lot. We're best friends. They want arm in arm. We're BFFs. And they'll kind of like, wait, this isn't what parenting is about at all. It's actually pretty painful. Matter of fact, it's about, listen, right now passing on wisdom. And passing on wisdom says, hey, you made a wrong choice. Here's the right way. Here's what you're doing. Here's the right way, not according to this guy, but according to this man, right? To the Lord Jesus Christ, according to him. And kids love to be corrected. I found that. All kids love to be corrected, right? No, I ain't met one that really likes to be corrected. I mean, that enjoys that if they're wrong, So anyway, we pass on wisdom now, so that later we'll have the joy and rejoicing. In our society now, you can see why society has changed over the years. You go back about, about 3, 4, 5 generations. Kids obeyed their parents. Like, that's what they did. It was an anomaly for a kid to talk back. You know what I'm saying? And then what's happened is, gone forward. And then you know what happened? We got microwaves. We got microwaves. So now instead of waiting, 30 minutes to an hour to cook my meal, ting, 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 2 minutes. 2 minutes on a microwave, you're like, come on, right? Now we're like, come on, 2 minutes. Can't we get this down to 30 seconds? I remember there was this commercial, I think it was macaroni and cheese, and they put it in, there was a minute, and it showed one, and then like zeros went out forever, like, oh, it's taking forever. We're in that society. You ever try to get on something online, you're like, come on, it's spinning, come on, you've waited like 8 seconds. We have a different society. We're in a society that just doesn't have no patience. We want it to be now. God, I did this. Where's the answer? But listen, this passing on wisdom isn't something that we reap the joy right now. It's a later thing, really, is what's going on. It's something that goes down the road later. And I know some of y'all are like, man, my kid's already grown. It's too late. I understand some of it. Listen, So what do we do when we hear something that no longer applies to us? I'm going to give you the answer. When we hear something that doesn't apply to me, what do I do with it? Well, I've got something to give somebody else. You see? Listen, a lot of parents blew it. A lot of times we do stupid stuff and we wish we didn't. You know what I mean? And you know, like, I wish I could do it over. Anything as a parent, you say, I wish I could do that over. Anything is like, as a man, you're like, man, I wish, there's a lot of things I wish I could redo. We don't get a turn back the time thing. It doesn't, I mean, God didn't give that to us. So what do we do when we've blown it? We've made a mistake, and I wish I wouldn't have done it that way. We can, watch this, we can pass on that wisdom to someone else. Okay, that's what this whole series is about, is passing on wisdom. We may not have did it right, but we can learn what God wants. You know, I got so many things I'm going to cross over myself. Let me just, let's get back to this. Chapter 23, we're on verse 24. He says, "The Father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him." And then next we find over there in chapter 27 and verse 11. He says, "My son, be wise." Let me start that again, because I want to have that right. "My son, be wise." See, I changed the intonation there. I want to stress that. "And make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me." Man, this is something interesting right here. The last one was the conditional encouragement. If you do this, then this will happen. Right? If you're a good boy, you get a Snicker bar. Right? An encouragement. But it's more than that. It's more than that. If you live good, you'll reap some benefits. But here, this one is an imperative. It's an imperative. It's a command. He says, it's kind of like this. He says, "Son, do this," is what's happening here. Now, before it was like, "Hey, you know, if you'll do this, I'll do..." Some kids will respond to that. Hey, son, daughter, listen, here's what... If you'll do the right thing, God will bless it. Some kids are like, mm-hmm. So what if I don't? You ever had a kid say... You ever heard somebody say, "Well, what if I don't?" Don't get started, right? That was me. That would have been me as a kid. "Well, what if I don't do that?" You're like, "What? What's wrong with you?" You know what I mean? So here's a little different. Some kids don't respond to the if-then. So some need the command, and there's some instructions. So the instruction, "Son, do this." So two reasons for this command. A, first, is to make my heart glad. That's what he says here. "My son, be wise and make my heart glad." That's what's going to happen. Do this to make my heart glad. Second, this one's interesting. "That I may give an answer to those that question my training." He says, "That I may answer him that reproacheth me." Some people don't like the way you parent. Right? Oh, man, if I had a nickel for everyone that wanted to give me parental advice, you know, maybe a dime, I don't know. You know, he's saying here, let me just get in. Number three, the father is more than suggesting that his son follows wisdom for his own good. Now listen, here's what he said before. Listen, it's not just do this for your own good. Hey, if you do this, it'll be good for you. Right? That's how we encourage a lot of times. Right? Eat your broccoli, it'll be good for you. That doesn't help any kids, does it? You ever seen a kid say, "Oh, it's good for me, okay." Right? Doesn't work. And so this is, you know, he's talking about, listen, it'll be good for me. You know, if a kid loves their dad, right? And dad says, "Would you do this? It'll make my heart, it'll help me. If you'll do this, it'll bring joy to me," right? He's more than just suggesting it. Now he's given a command. It's not just for his own good. It's for my good. Listen, it's also for the good of the process. It's for the good of the process. And then B, the process is confirmed by the product. Okay, I'm going to explain all that in a second, but let me just get this third one. See, therefore, a wise son proves God's way and gives an answer to those that reproach Christ. Here's the thing, folks. If we're going to have the right product, and the right product in this sense is a wise son. If we're going to have a wise son, we're going to have to follow God's process. Well, I just don't believe in spanking kids. I think that's just archaic. Well, listen, people say this whole thing is archaic. I mean, I don't know what archaic means. I think it means it's old. If it means something different than that, maybe it's not that. But listen, this is old. Yeah, this is the way they used to do it way back then. But this is all we got. This doesn't work anymore. We got to have something new. Well, then, do we have a new salvation? Because if we have a new salvation, we have a new Jesus, we have a new way, then we can say, well, all that was old. No, no, folks, listen. God's way, what He said then, was the same now, and it's going to be the same. I don't know, He said maybe. He said He was the same yesterday, today, and next week, and week after that, right? Next year, forever. So, here's the thing. The product is a wise son. The process is doing it God's way, and it's sometimes rebuke, reproof, it's correction, it's direction, it's discipline, it's all these things that. And listen, the world, I can't tell you how many times we had somebody say to us, "You shouldn't," and then fill in the blank, right? Whatever we were doing, they said, "Well, I don't think you should," right? Everybody was such a blessing. Almost every time, though, their way was less God, less Bible, and more world. I hardly ever had anybody unsolicited. I hardly ever had anybody unsolicited tell me how I should be more godly in raising my children. It was almost always people that said, "You shouldn't raise them as God." They didn't say it that way. I just don't think you need to do that anymore. We have other ways today. Our society is wonderful. Right? I mean, I want to follow the way of this society. You remember Dr. Spock? I really don't. I really don't. It's kind of before my time. But I remember hearing about Dr. Spock, and he came out with this book. He's like, "Oh, this is going to be..." And had this whole concept of don't spanking children, and just... I don't even know. I didn't read it. But it was this whole thing, and they realized after about a generation, this was trash. Let's go back and... You don't just rewind, though, do you? And so there's a challenge here. So here's what's happening. And he says in this verse, he says, "Listen, that not only that my heart might to make my heart glad, but also that I may answer him that reproacheth me." You know, when my kids were little, oh man, when they were babies, people would say, "Yeah, well, just wait till they're toddlers," right? And then they were toddlers, people, "Yeah, well, just wait till they're, you know, in school," right? And then when they were in school, "Yeah, well, just wait till they're teenagers." And then, when they're a teenager, "Well, just wait till they're adults." Well, now nobody can say anything because they're grown now, so nobody said, so thankfully, you know, nobody tells me, I mean, most nobody tells me, few do. It's gone as they gotten older. You know, here's the thing, the product proves the process. When we'll do it, here's what this father's saying. "Listen, son," he said, "listen, be wise. By following what God says, we're proving that what God says is true. We become a testimony." Can I say it? The opposite is true. Wouldn't that be right? If we don't follow what the Word of God says and we call ourselves Christians, the world says, "Yes, see, Christian kids are just as bad as worldly kids." OK, Can I tell you that we're done here tonight? I want to tell you this. Keep your. I'm going to redo another one next week, so don't worry about keeping a hold of that one. I've seen, and this is. I hate that this is the truth, but here's the truth. So many times I hear about nursery workers, children's church workers, Sunday school teachers will tell me church kids are usually the worst. Visitors are usually better. And I hear that a lot. I mean, I'm not here. I mean, we don't have those here. But I'm saying I've heard that constantly. Yeah, I mean, you ask somebody that's been a part of that. Oh, yeah. Well, shouldn't it be different? So what's the key? What Solomon said to him, the key was be wise. And he was talking about what brings joy. We're going to look at some more of that next week. But Father, I pray that you'd help us tonight, Lord, as we examine your word and this situation that Solomon really spoke of over and over and over through the Proverbs about a wise son and what it means. And Lord, as we as children have an impact on our parents, really a direct impact on their gladness and their happiness. And Lord, as parents, if we want to find that place of happiness and joy, we are going to have to do what Solomon said was the thing, and we're going to have to help our children to be wise by bringing them to that attention. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us maybe tonight. Lord, we just need to take this truth and share it with someone else. And maybe not even now, Lord. Maybe the time you'll present and parents are looking for answers. And we give hope. There is a hope and there is an answer. And Lord, you've given us your word. Lord, help us to desire it, desire to live by it, Lord, that we might rejoice in it, Father. Well, thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.